general fund. We did have a, well, I'm going to skip over, we talked about the goals last time, so I'm not really going to focus on those again unless anybody has any questions. Council goals. This is the assumptions that we used to start the budget. You know, we've changed a couple things since then, but that was the starting point. And this is where we were last time in regard to each fund. And what we talked about most was the general fund, and we had a shortage at that point of about $129,000. Council had asked that department heads go back and review their budgets, look for any potential reductions in their budgets. Also to include a contingency and a transfer to the beach protection fund. So this next slide shows the outcome of all of that. And it's included, if you look at page number five of what I handed out to everybody. In case it was hard to read, that's why I gave everybody a copy. But this is a summary of all the, some increases and actually some decreases from the last budget session for the general fund. So there were almost $45,000 of reductions, but there were also increases of a little over $7,400. So the net was a decrease of $37,435. But then we also added, I know what you said, they use a range of anywhere between $25,000 and $50,000 for the contingency and the transfer. So I used $50,000 for both of those in this example. So the net effect of the whole thing is we actually now have a larger shortage than what we were last time of about $62,500 plus. So I don't know if anybody, rather than step walk through each one of these changes, I'll kind of let you look at them and ask any of the department heads any questions you may have about their reductions that they proposed.
Can I ask Dennis, delaying filling that position, which position?
A full-time position. Because the budget would affect July 1, we probably won't hire the position for later in the year, as long as even
Christmas,
or the year. We're not going to be hiring anybody by the middle of the summer. We're doing late fall, around the first year, so somewhere in there.
I think that's a fair action, because that just says you're not going to have the salary the entire year. We did not just to reduce the part-time pay and taxes. That has something to do with our transition plan.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
I was saying the reduction in the part-time pay and taxes, that has no bearing on our transition plan.
No,
that we had talked about.
No, sir.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood. That's right.
Okay. No problem. All right.
So does anybody have any other questions? So that was kind of the result of that exercise.
Well, that would allow at least one other question. Should we move forward, Chief, on the for hires, and I guess we do have time to hire them before the next year's budget, so it would be a full year.
What's that?
It would be a full year salary for the four.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, our W-2s are from January 1 to December 31.
Okay.
And the budget.
Okay.
Well, I guess you would have them already in place by July 1st. Right. They would start July 1st.
July 1st would be start date.
Yeah.
So it's a full year for
that. You're right. And they would be easier to hire than going through a police officer interview process.
So they'll start this July 1st. They'll start this July 1st. So you'll start interviewing right away, almost. Start interviewing in the next month or so.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to budget for it.
Okay.
Does anybody have any other questions on that? In regard to the contingency, I know we talked about using somewhere between $25,000 and $50,000, and I think it was David that had asked, like, well, what's our history been with using the contingency? So, since 2012, we've had a contingency. There may be times way before that we did also, but for a period of time, there was no contingency. We started it back up in fiscal year 2012. So, as you can see, on average, we use about $53,000 of our contingency. So that's why I went with the approach of using $50,000 as the amount for the contingency. Mm.
Do we have that in the packet?
No, I don't think I included that. I can give you anything. I mean, if you want a copy of anything, I tried to just keep the handout to what I thought were the most important.
Sorry. So small year, and then we bounce out with big year, and then it looks like it's pretty consistent system.
Right. So I thought 50 was a reasonable, at least a good start with anyway.
Yeah, because my point is if we don't put it in based on history, we're going to do, something's going to come up, and the council's going to take action, whatever it is. And I think you should budget the trick, right? So.
Well, that's the way I looked at it. I thought that just use $25,000 really wasn't going to accomplish what it was supposed to accomplish. So. So this just summarizes what the reductions were that were on that previous page, just by department. So there are a couple, as you see, the net effect, there are a couple of pluses and minuses, most of minuses, but lifeguards went up a little bit because of what we talked about. When I spoke to Ed, we needed to add a little bit for the clearing the items off the beach, some salary and taxes, and also parks and rec went up. There were some reductions, but then council had added $4,000 to the street festival / 70th anniversary, so that's why the net effect of that is up. And then just the last one, we said the contingency and transfers. So that's where you see that at this point, we've increased the budget by $62,565.
Sonny, did you come up with any reductions?
Absolutely not one penny.
So this is the summary as we stand right now. That's also, you have that in your packet, and that's just showing that now we have a shortage in the general fund of $191,558. Important things to keep in mind, that includes the four full-time firefighters, the one police officer, $50,000 transfer, $50,000 The only other thing that changed on this from the one we looked at last week was that now Beach Protection Fund is also higher because we're transferring $50,000 into that fund. So other than that, all the other funds are exactly as presented last time.
And so for water service, this does not include? Okay.
Yeah, so that I want to keep, we'll talk about separate, and that would change this budget. Somewhat, just it would more change whether we have to appropriate fund balance or transfer from SURF, that type of thing.
But it's only water and sewer, doesn't affect the general fund. Okay.
Correct. So what I did then was just go through and exactly what we kind of talked about, looked at last time, just that updated, like, or fewer options for the general fund.
One thing we talked about last time, we talked about garbage. What is the shortfall on what we charge for garbage versus what we actually spend on garbage?
I have to defer to Sonny just for, I know at one point we were estimating, and this was a couple of years ago, like $400,000, I think, is what it's to collect garbage.
I think that's probably for the price, $400,000, we'll never go over $400,000.
So what do we collect? We collect about, $200,000.
Okay. But again, the difference is increasing that cost doesn't offer any tax.
Exactly right.
Tax reduction for the citizens.
So when we started, I mean, I was alone, and I think Jim was alone too, when we first started charging for trash. Mm-hmm. I was against that because, you know, I guess the renter people, the people that rent homes long term are for that because the renter pays it, right? The residents, the people that live here like us, mm-hmm. we pay it and can't take off our taxes. And then the short term rental people that rent by the week, they pay that bill themselves too, right? So really, it comes down to who you're charging, right? So my stance, even back then, now the rest of council, the counter stance is, well, you know, you should charge people where you're spending money, which is sort of true. And that council at the time, it was easier to, well, you know, we don't want to raise taxes, but we've got to get more revenue, so we'll charge a tax fee. And everyone understood that. I always argued that, look, people are smart enough to understand, you know, you got to get more money to pay for the services, and I think they'd be okay, right? And so, I mean, you know, we can go either way, right? So you could easily say we're going to square up trash and double the trash fee, and then stay at
more than double it.
Yeah, a little bit. To get to 400 or 450, right? Well, I'll say double it would get to your 193,000.
Yeah, that would close the gap.
That would close the gap, right? So, I mean, from my standpoint, I just think that why don't we help the citizens shield some of their money from the federal government and state government by putting it on property taxes, because that's actually a deduction for a lot of our citizens. I mean, it's the same amount of money to me, and if I get to save some of it because I'm not paying taxes, that seems like a good idea, right? Now, the problem is you got to communicate that information to the citizens when you're talking about it, but I think they're smart enough to understand
that. People that take the standard deduction get no value in either direction.
That's true. Right. Exactly right. So it doesn't help everybody. That's right. Right. Exactly right. But, I mean, you know, the guy that rents to Joe would say, no, you should make them pay for their garbage, because Joe pays the garbage bill, right?
Yeah.
So that homeowner, the property owner, isn't paying for it, and he's like, well, I don't want to raise my taxes and charge the guy that's using the service. So you can argue it either way. I mean, you know, it can go either way. It's really more how the council wants to message it, right? If we say we're gonna use those revenues to maintain the services, man, everyone's gonna call. Wow. Get us your next again.
We're calling each other.
Dad called. I guess he's tired of listening to me.
Dad calls each other. That's good.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, no stopping thing. So anyway, I mean, really, if the council says this is valuable money we're going to spend, then the choice is how are we going to collect it, and then you have to message that whichever way it is. So, are
there any other comments on that? On that lever?
And it might look weird that I put 2.35 cents. The reason I did that kind of brings our tax rate up to a point, you know, kind of a weird tax rate that we get at 26.15.
Sure.
So that would just bring us up to 28.5.
Well, I think it shows that we charge the citizens what we feel we need versus rounding it up.
Right.
I mean, that's another messaging thing, right? And for me, I think when we set the tax rate, the tax office doesn't care. I don't know how many decimal points they'd let us go to, but I think
as many as we want.
Yeah. But I think going to 2 is probably the right thing to do. And I think that, you know, I mean, we should set a tax rate based on what we need, right? And we know next year, revaluation next year, right? When was the last time we increased taxes? 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
At least 3.
Yeah.
2011.
What?
2011.
No, it was after that. And it was 12 or... I don't think I have that.
It's on the website. I'm on the line.
It was either 12 or 13. We raised it 2 years, 2 years in a row. We raised it 1 year, then the next year was a revaluation, and we did another one at that point, so.
Scope of tax rate. Bring that down. No, they don't.
You said 2.3 cents?
Yeah, that's what that pretty much covers.
It was 2011, 2012 when it changed.
Okay.
And I think that was revaluation, right? Because it went from 0.1625 to 0.26.
Right, and like I said, we did 2 years in a row because 1 year we did almost 3 cents, then the next year was revaluation.
Yeah, that was 2010, 2011, and then 2011, 2012. So, and then we haven't done anything since then, right?
Right.
So we almost made it to reevaluation.
I'm trying to take a look at the median value of the houses. Do you have anything like that?
I don't.
What's the total valuation just divided by 2315? I don't remember.
Well,
if you had any
I have to think about the real estate part of the assessed value is about $795 million, I think.
$336,721.
So we got 350 as an average cost. We've got a median household income of 55,000. Average disposable income of 54,000. That doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's what this thing says from the real estate.
They not count for retirement? They don't count for retirement?
No. I don't see it there.
So it'd be $80. To the average citizen, if you do option 5, $80.
$80 a year. That's divided by 12. That's about 6 months.
Yeah, 67.
Yeah, $6. So I mean, that's what we're talking about. To bring up the fire department to the standard we believe it is, to support the police chief's
transition plan.
Transition plan, and to maintain the service level of the other department is. The other three guys are quiet. We've done the numbers, now you guys can talk about the other issues.
Sure.
When you started talking about the IRS meeting, the one before, and you were talking about the appear to be increasing 5% per year, which could really get us into trouble 3-4 years from now. Will this help to offset that, or do we need another increase next year?
Well, hopefully we wouldn't need another increase, but I mean, it depends on things that happen over the next year, and it's really hard to say that. When I use a 5% increase in expenses, so I'm being conservative with that. I mean, we actually average less than that. And I think this year, when I looked at everybody's budget and if I want to compare apples to apples, like existing operating expenses to existing, I'll say like 3.5%, I think, normal operating expenses. So it's always hard to say, like, if we do a tax increase now, is it gonna, how long is it gonna last? I can't really say for sure.
Big additions.
Well, a big addition, a big, the what we're, right, because that right there, as I mentioned before, debt service could be, you know, $200,000 a year. So, you know, $200,000, if you wanna look there, is, you know, 2.5 cents of property tax. So I can't, that's one thing that would be hanging out there as a big thing.
If the mess, should we decide to do that, the messaging, of course, is important, one of the things that are being added to the town for that 2.5 cents. The other thing that I would think about is I heard that the county was not likely to have any tax increases. I don't know if you guys heard that.
Really?
Yeah, it was not that they were likely not to have a tax increase this year.
How did they decide they were gonna do that?
I really don't know, because the initial, it was on WRAL.
Yeah, because their budget wasn't anywhere close to closing the first pass.
So it said the good news was, so I don't know if they found something, if they decided to use something to cover the, I don't know what the action was, but that was the statement. And next year we have a reevaluation, right? And
well, the problem is the reevaluation is gonna be bad for Puri Beach next year, I think.
Right.
I mean, it was good last time, but I think if you look at what property values are doing, I think it's going to be bad. And I apologize for standing up with my vice president, so I'm just going to.
It's on the number 8, 5, 10, 3, that includes the debt service.
Well, so that, well, I just threw things out as if you wanted to completely maximize what you can put into contingency, you would go to that 5 cents. You could also, there would be more than allowable for a contingency, it can only be 5%, so the rest would go into a capital project reserve fund. The intention being for the you know, expansion and fire station.
So I set item 7, 4 cent to maximize the contingency, but you can take some of that to your minimum contingency and still have some.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
So I kind of missed that answer. What did you say? You can take some of the contingency out to reduce that bill, or what?
And 7, the max is your contingency is 180,000.
Yeah.
You're talking about average 50,000.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, yeah. And the balance, you know, you could say is the amount that could be applied towards future debt service, or the way I look at it is you're putting it into a capital reserve fund, because you're going to need some money to start that project, it will give you a starting point.
But if you don't do 7 or 8, you won't address the debt service. Correct.
Well,
you'll have to look at that again next year.
Our loan will start for the debt service, so the payment starts in the next year, probably, right?
Well, it'll probably be a year after that, isn't it?
Right. So, I mean, I wouldn't advocate raising taxes on a project that we haven't agreed to yet, and we don't know, and wouldn't start in next budget year. I mean, because we have plenty in the general fund balance if we needed some starter money to transfer from there and then pay it back the loan if we had to. So, I mean,
yeah, I wouldn't support
raising taxes for that.
The question was, how far out is this? Whichever option we take get us.
I think it just gives us the next year, but we're going to have to do something with the tax rate next year anyway with revaluation.
Yeah, I mean, again, as Emily asked, the big thing that will be out there is this, you know, a capital project.
Yeah.
And yeah, that would have somewhere that would have to be addressed, you know, and, you know, whether you want to address it now and start to save, or you want to address it at that point in time.
We truly don't even know the cost of that. And we truly don't know the impact of the revaluation and how we will stack up against all the other properties. We may come up with a smaller percent.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they're all unknowns. I mean, so when I say $200,000, that was a $2 million estimate.
Right.
And a 15-year loan.
Yeah.
So
would we only do 15 years?
For the banks. 15.
Oh, they won't do more?
Right.
Oh, Unless you're going to get a 40-year deal.
We could go to the USDA, it probably go somewhere between 15 and 40.
Right.
That's a higher interest rate.
Oh, is it a higher interest rate?
Okay. Is it a greatly higher interest rate?
Well, I think at that point, I think he was talking, close to four. When I talked to BB&T, they would do 3 for 15 years.
Yeah.
That rate could change, but not do all this.
Right.
You're always better off paying off.
Because, I mean, when did we build the current, Sonny or Dad, when did we build the current
91?
Town hall? 91?
No. Somewhere at 91.
So that's 25 years. So, I mean, you could argue that's what we should do the loan for, but I agree with Arlen, we shouldn't pay higher interest just to get a shorter loan if we can afford it, right? Well, you got to make payments, too. Sometimes you take interest so you can stretch it out.
And you can pay ahead.
Right, exactly. Yes, you can afford to. That's right here.
On some. I mean, you have to watch a lot of the loans have prepayment.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
We don't like those. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, there's unknowns, as you said, at this point. So.
But yeah, this is important enough. I think each of you guys ought to weigh in a little bit with some thoughts. So.
Since I've been involved, we've always been a pay-as-you-go government. And never been too wild to do things. It seems to boil down to we've got department head recommendations to improve the level of service or to maintain the level of service. It's a matter of determining whether it's worth what they're proposing. And it seems to me to be worth it.
Joe, you're up, man. I'm here with you.
He's doing the care of the town, of course.
You're seconding that?
Nice. You guys are going to keep score, aren't you?
Right?
So, I mean, is that the consensus of the council? Because I think Arlen's question is, okay, where are you guys settling at? For me, I think number 5 is the right one for what we're saying. I think we should work on a message from council, because if we don't, Willard will find a message for us from the table, right?
Yes.
And I think the message to me comes down to really a couple of points. We have new regulations in the fire service that require some staffing adds. We have recommendations from the police chief for some staffing adds. And we're doing the minimum necessary to balance our budget and still put money in for beach protection and to have a contingency for what happens in the future based on history. If you say those 4 points, that really says where the budget is. We could even add that we consider putting the fees in garbage collection instead of on the tax rate. I think that gets too complicated a message, but you could say that, right, that if you wanted to. I think we let Arlen work on composing it and send it to us, and we probably have it to Willard by Tuesday, right? I don't know what his end time is. Isn't that right, Monday or Tuesday?
No, it's press Tuesday. I have it to him at least by Monday.
Yeah, by Monday, right? So if he has time this afternoon to send it, we review it over the weekend, we can give corrections to him. And then I think it's a general message from council regarding our budget process, right? And I don't know how Willard runs that, but, he could put it in the story and say, here's their message or whatever.
Plus, there's some savings associated with it, and I don't know, adding the fire department personnel, also considers our rates for every individual fire insurance policy.
Yeah, so we're maintaining our asset rate,
yeah.
Right?
Which
saved us how many years ago? We need to look that up.
Or $600.
Yeah.
So I mean, if we're saying it looks like a large was an $80 increase, but we're saving $120 potential fire fee increase, I mean, that makes a lot more sense as well. Plus, you're getting all these other things.
When we went to the class 5, my fire insurance deduction at my house equaled my city taxes, 3 years' tax.
I'm trying to find that.
Yeah, and if we didn't do this now, would our insurance rate drop again next year or this coming year?
No, next review. The problem is it was staffing because of the IRS and the risk management laws all of the time breaking. If I lock somebody up, that we're in violation of
that's what we hired them for.
And there's management laws about what we're doing. If we can't continue to do the flea bug program because those people are now part-time, I can't keep it straight. Every time we shuffle something, obviously we're wrong. So that's why we come up with we need four more people to staff 24/7. If we don't staff 24/7, yes, we'll lose our ISA rating. It'll go up. And then everybody's going to pay more for their fire insurance. If it goes up one number, I would say it would probably be on the average for average $400,000 house, the increase in the fire premium would probably be somewhere around $350 to $450 a year.
Does this eliminate our need for that house?
We're doing away with that.
That's why that cost as much.
That goes okay.
All right. So that'll go away.
The sleep over program, we're paying $30 a night.
Well, actually, that's still in here.
I saw it's in there, but.
When I spoke to Ed,
it will go away.
Okay, yeah, because when I spoke to Ed, he said it would still be there, even with the four employees. So it's still here at this point. It's in this budget.
He wasn't sure that we were going to get the four people. And we've got two people, we still have to have money for that, the running.
Oh, I hate to raise taxes.
So people want to continue to have the services they love on every beach. I'm sure they're going to help them. As Simon told me earlier, when we have our budget plan, we count how many people are there to protest the increase.
Our responsibilities, like I always say, are safety and infrastructure. And that's what's driving us. That's our responsibility.
And you know, you saw it when we had the meeting, and that was everybody's number one concern.
We're not adding administrative support.
Right.
Yes, that's what they're back.
Yeah. Well, we thank you for all you do. We're not adding administrative support. We're adding things that are at safety for the town.
Well, so is council agreeing on the general fund? So we move on?
Yeah.
So, Marlon, do you have enough to work on a message?
Yes.
Right.
Is that what you said, the council consensus?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is option five, correct?
Yes.
That's no increase in the garbage rate.
That's correct.
Okay. The only other thing I'll throw out with the general fund, something we spoke about last time, was the vehicle tax, the $5. Whether we want to have that added to the vehicle registration process. I mean, that's guaranteed then collection of the $5 from every motorized vehicle in the town. And I guess the consensus was at that point, or the preference was that they still have the decals. So even if we were to do that, residents here would still come in and show us the registration, and at that point we would just give them a decal because they've already paid the $5 as part of the registration. We could still then, I would think, continue to sell the decals for $5 to non-resident property owners. So then we accomplished, I think Dennis had said that he felt the decal was a good thing in case of an emergency. So we kind of still accomplished that. So I think we collect 100% of the tax for people that live here, and we don't eliminate the money we're getting from non-resident property owners. So I think it would increase our revenue for 4,000 to 4,500 dollars possibly.
I mean, I think the more important issue there is that we have a requirement on the books that has been here for years that ensures recovery. There are people who do it voluntarily, and then there are people who avoid it until they hear the storm. This would also cover any motorized vehicle that requires registration.
Correct.
Right? So I think the plan is a reasonable, I think it's a good plan. Bring registration in, demonstrate when you paid it, and get your...
We've got families in town that have 2, 3, maybe more cars, and they only do one car.
Then you're missing out on that $10 late fee then,
maybe. Even taking into account, I'm even taking that into account that we probably still come out at least $4,000 ahead.
That's a lot of vehicles at $5 a vehicle.
Well, the estimate was we have somewhere between 1,900 and 2,000 motorized vehicles.
I mean, that's because there's a lot of people.
Certainly.
All good, right? All parking space.
There's a lot more trying to get in.
I think that's my position is that's a very reasonable idea. It ensures, you know?
Compliance.
Yeah.
Take some of the load off the staff.
It does take
it keeps it the same, really.
Really?
Well, because they still have to get the registration from everybody as they come in and record it. It's just been around collecting the 5 hours. So it's, yeah, administratively, it really doesn't change.
Well, they would be if you're using it strictly as a hurricane decal. We would do the same process for the account and still collect the tax through the county.
Right, but I'm just saying it really doesn't add to what they're doing at the front desk at all.
Right.
Now,
but that's
people out of town that have property here, do they get to buy one of them?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We would still keep that in place that they can buy one for $5. Okay. And we usually get about $2,500 a year for those types of people.
Okay.
Because with this, what we have, we'll have to do a, the council has to do a resolution, I guess, so that they can provide all that to the county, and it has to be part of our budget ordinance then also.
We'll do that. Will it just be part of our budget ordinance, or you want a resolution?
I think I was, when I spoke with people in the tax department, we actually need a resolution. So
we'll have that.
Yeah. Okay. Just wanted to make sure that we want to go that direction before.
And have it start at the beginning of the fiscal year?
Yeah, we'll start July 1. It's one of those things that if you don't do it effective July 1, you're going to wait another year. It's the only time you could actually make this change. So that's, we want to move forward with that change?
Yes, I would support that change. Yeah, consensus.
Good consensus.
Okay. So that's the more set for the general fund, everybody. Okay, so the next thing was water and sewer. And I guess the instruction or direction from council at that point, after the last meeting or during the last meeting, was to look at what can we do in regard to some of the high users? And thinking about putting another tier on top of that where they're charged a higher rate when they go over a certain level of usage. So what I did here was kind of, I had it as water and sewer, but let's just look at water rather than sewer. Just kind of the amounts are similar, so to make the example simpler. I looked at the last year, so the last 12 months, which was April 1st, 2015, to March 31st, 2016. Looked at how many accounts we billed in total. So that was 22,815. It averages about a little over 1,900 accounts a month that we bill. So that's a year's worth of billings.
Yeah.
So
it's
years
about 22,000 bills.
Okay. Yeah, so it's about 1,900 bills a month.
2,000. Oh,
1900. So, for all those bills that were, the usage, and this is all just residential, was a little over 94 million gallons. So, the first tier that I looked at was, let's look at accounts that use over 5,000 gallons.
Let me, we need to go with the,
okay.
And we also need to go with the vehicle tax being charged for the state.
Cool, okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Sorry, I just, it's
okay. That's okay. So, follow up question, see, I can count over 5,000 gallons. Well, out of all of them built for the year, there were, 5,429 buildings where the usage was over 5,000 gallons. So that averages just about 24% of the buildings for the year. How many gallons did those accounts use? Well, over 64 million. So the 24% of the accounts used 68% of the water.
Very good, wow.
So the next column over, I looked at other levels. So let's say if we just wanted to look at accounts that use more than 7,000 gallons. So that is just a little over 3,500 accounts, about a little over 15% of the accounts. Those accounts give us almost 53 million.
15%, is that what you said?
Yeah, 15% of the buildings for the year. And you have that one there, I think, too.
Yeah, page 10. Yeah.
So those accounts used almost 53 million gallons, so about 56% of the water used, those accounts that used over 7,000 gallons. And then the next column just moves over to the next level. I looked at was if they used over 10,000 gallons.
Well, that kind of tells you how many short-term rentals that are on the town,
right? Well, or people other, like me that have college
girls. One of the weird things are some of the HOAs, I think there's a girls in there. So there's a couple other things in there that affect that too. But. So there were the levels that I looked at. Thinking that if we're going to add another tier, well, there are possible places to do it.
Where the businesses fall? They fall between 7 and 10?
Well, I did not even look at commercial at all.
Oh, so this is residential.
So this is residential users?
Yes.
This is not commercial. I left commercial out of this.
Yeah, it's people that are watering their lawn, and it's people that are putting 20 people in a house. I mean, that's what it is, right? That's why, when Arlen and I talked about this, that's why I asked him to look at this, because I think the issue for me, just like when we lowered the minimum without changing the rate last year, all of that now has become a communication thing. Emily and I talked about communication. It's okay, you're adding to significant issues for us long term, and you should pay for that, right? And so I think Arlen did a great job of breaking the data down. I'm surprised that it broke to 10% of the people used 43% of the water. So, but that's cool because it's easy to address. What I don't know is, did you then turn this into revenues?
Yeah, I have some other things first.
Okay, cool.
So,
I would like to ask you one question. This helps me. How many gallons is a $150 a month bill?
Probably
just a guess.
I'll say 2,000.
Yeah. How many?
Yeah. What's the minimum? Minimum's 1,500. How many?
Minimum's 2,500. Yeah. And that bill would be just water, or you want to put
water sewage?
Water sewage. Yeah.
A minimum bill is $47 gets you 2,500 gallons.
I thought we lowered it. Is 2,500 the minimum right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
We lowered it from 3,000 to 2,500.
Okay.
So $47 will get you 2,500. After that, it goes up at $4.50 a 1,000 gallons. So to get to 150, you've got to go a long way.
You're watering your lawn, aren't you?
Time to change the watering. That's very eye opening.
Yeah,
that's very nice.
So that's looking at just a year's worth of. Then it was like, what does it look like monthly?
There you go. Nice.
Okay,
here's
so
the one, too. Yep.
This is the number of accounts. And, again, by the bluest, those over 5,000 gallons, red is over 7,000. And the reason And in those, some of them, I had mentioned that the average was about 24% of the accounts. Well, in those months, you know, the July, August, June, July, August, it goes up to about 45-46% of the accounts.
Yeah.
You know, like, for example, for the over 5,000 gallons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So half of our citizens would get impacted in the summer if we do.
Right, for about 2 months.
The 5,000.
Right.
If we do the 10,000, only, you know, a quarter.
Yeah, and I think it's, and I'll have some of that. This shows the same, it's just gallons, which again is going to follow the exact same thing, but gallons of usage by those three levels, again, follows exactly like the.
Awesome data.
That also kind of touching how we
10% of people use it, so that's terrible.
Well, no one waters their lawn in December or January.
I need to change
your idea.
Put your argument on
the ground.
I think I'll suggest we've got a lot of
my next
one. The editor office. That's right.
And that, okay. That last thing where it bumps up, that's where I just threw the average on there just for information. So.
Yeah.
And that was last year?
This was the most recent 12 months.
Yeah.
So it goes from April of 2015 to March of 2016.
We had what is summer, and supposedly these rain gauges are supposed to regulate.
But they don't have rain gauges.
I still spend
a lot of rain. If you see a drier, these numbers go up.
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, you know what? 10% of people use half of the water anyway, right?
Yeah.
So then this is just the percentage of usage. Again, same thing, but you see that when you get into July and August, those accounts over 5,000 are using 85% of the water.
Yeah.
So it's, again,
it's got to be the, I would call it the short, I would assume it's a lot of short-term rentals.
Well, you can see
15-20 people in aisle showering every day.
Well, look at July and August. We even have the accounts using over 10,000 or 61-63% of the water used.
Right.
So, and that's what we're using over 10,000. So one last thing I did here. One last thing I did was just show the percentage of accounts that are over 5,000, that's the blue line, and the percentage of water that those accounts are using, that's the red line. So again, it follows the same pattern, but it just gives you an idea that, you know, shows that in, you know, July and August when it's, you know, 46-47% of the accounts are using that 85%. So you just kind of see that in one picture. Same thing, this is the, if you use the 7,000 gallons, and you see that, you know, in peak months, you know, 35% of the accounts are using, you know, approximately 75% of the water. So this is what I threw out as potential solutions, and it's really that I used the three levels that I previously showed, 5,000, 7,000, or 10,000 gallons, where a next tier would kick in of the water rate. And what I propose is that you raise for that next tier that it's a 50% increase. So for water, for example, when people presently go over 2,500 gallons, then it becomes 45 cents per 100 gallons. And sewer, it's 58 cents per 100 once you go over the minimum. What I would propose is that for water, whatever the next tier is, it would be 67.5 cents per 100, and sewer would be 87 cents per 100. Now that's just what I looked at and what I thought was maybe the direction we wanted to go. But that's up to council in that regard. So what I just quickly did here, I know it's kind of busy or whatever, but it's if somebody were to use 12,000 gallons, you know, what would the different options mean? So the first one is, you know, using the 5,000 gallons. So if we look at, you know, what it currently is for water, you got your minimum gets you up to the 2,500 gallons. That's currently 1350. That would stay at 1350 with option one. Your next tier is the, which in this example is 2501 to 5,000 gallons, same rate because it's the, as I showed on the other one, 45 cents per 100 gallons. It's the next year that changes, so once you go over the 5,000 gallons, in the current structure, those would continue to be billed at 45 cents per 100 gallons. And the option one, it's at that 67.5 cents per 100 gallons. So for water, if somebody were to use 12,000 gallons, their bill would increase for the month by $15.75 for water. If you look at sewer, that's the same thing with those rates. So you see that increase would be $20.30. So for the month, if you use 12,000 gallons, option one would increase your bill for the month by $36.05. Or you have, a little over 26, almost 27%. And the other, two options, those would be, it's the same scenario, and what they would regarding how much of an increase there would be in water and sewer and the total on the far right. That's only just if someone were to use 12,000, we use that as a point so we demonstrate all three options.
Yeah. So one, great work, right? So the rest of the council, as Arlen and I talked through this, we've been talking about short-term rentals, and Nancy sent us some stuff about, to get revenues to the town from short-term rentals, considering classifying them as a business. At least the initial indications are you can't really do that, so we can't put them on the commercial rate. This is a different way to get at the same issue, right? Mm-hmm. The thing I like about this issue is our fixed income citizens are probably not getting penalized with this approach, which I always think we should consider. But the big users are, and this is something you can control, right? So, your water usage, all you gotta do is turn the water faucet off and it stops. So people have a lever that if they wanna take action, they can do, right? Whether they extend out their watering, or they, put low flow toilets in or low flow nozzles on their shower. So people can control this a little bit. I think we need to make a better message if we do something. And I think from my standpoint, since the water fund is pretty balanced, I would lean towards the bottom of the two options to consider to start with to see how bad the impact becomes, right? So kind of phase it in.
This I just summarized too, which shows at different levels what the options, how they would impact a customer. Of course, there's no way, if somebody uses under 5,000 gallons, what I saw was on average about 76% of the accounts bill, there's no impact at all on them. Somebody uses 6,000, well, only option one would impact them, and accordingly down the line, what the impact would be.
Yeah, and is that the percentage, the number of people impacted, the number of accounts impacted?
The percentage is the gallons.
Oh, that's just the percent of the gallons.
Right. Yeah. On the far left is the number of bills impacted. After usage level, then you have the percentage of annual bills impacted. So accounts under 5,000, nobody's impacted by any of the options.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. If it's 6,000, well, 4.8% of the accounts now become affected.
There it is, okay, I see.
And it was, I didn't really have data to do the last two.
But is that's the average. In the summertime, it's a lot higher than that, right? So,
yes.
So that 4.8 is sort of misleading, because really, in the summertime, it's more like 30%,
right.
40%, right? Yeah, okay, I got you.
That's because a lot of places are empty anymore.
That's right, yeah. Well, or they're not water, or
irrigation is going to be pushed. I mean, that's going to be one of the major factors.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Irrigation
is
a major factor there. One of my concerns is when we start doing this as far as, raising the rates, is the increase of asking for additional irrigation.
Right.
And I know the cost of irrigation meters right now is to a point where it's so expensive people aren't doing it.
Right.
They'd rather do it on a monthly basis or whatever.
Right.
But if we raise it to the point, I'm not saying this is the point, I'm just saying
right.
Sooner or later, if it gets to a point
where it's easier for them to go ahead and pay the $4,000, get the irrigation meter in, and quit paying sewer on those numbers, then we're going to be looking at some great decreases in the amount of money that we're pulling in from the water sewer fund.
Right. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we start seeing that, we'll have time to react.
I don't think we'll see it with these numbers here, but I think that we may say few, but I think that in the future, that's something we need to keep in mind.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great point, right? Mm-hmm. If you push people to something else.
That's another reason to do it gradually. Like
right.
I mentioned earlier, we could see what the impact is on our
right.
sewer
right.
income.
And this was, I think, last thing that David made, you know, what's the impact on revenue? And these are, again, we'll probably see some usage go down and that type of thing. So this is, if we looked at, if this was in place for the last 12 months, what would it have done? Option one would the actual increase would be, just about $184,000 is that far right column. Option two would have been about $149,000, and option three would have been $99,000.
Right.
Can you go back to the previous slide, please? That one, yeah.
So option one produces the greater amount of income.
Yeah.
And affects the fewest people. Doesn't affect.
No, it affects the most people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Option one, on an average, affects about 24% of the people. 24% of the accounts, except in
July and August.
In July and August, it's about 45 to 46% of the accounts will be affected.
Yeah. Right.
The good middle of the road that we estimate is 7,000.
Right.
I mean, the most it affects at a high level was, I think, around 35% of the accounts.
Right.
And we're still getting about, with the percentage, but if those months, 76% of the usage, it's still going to charge the higher rate. And so that seems like to me it was, that middle one was maybe a good starting point.
Well, I think the other thing is those are the months that we would like people to do something, honestly, mm-hmm. because that would help us on those weekends that we're peeking out the sewer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if citizens actually reduce stuff because they were seeing it in July, August, and September, that would also help us on the when we're peeking out at the sewer plant. Right, we're getting the overages on those weekends. So, I mean, another nice thing about it is if you impact more citizens in that summertime, some of them may take action, and it helps us on another issue.
Right, it won't affect the big rentals or the businesses or anything.
It'll affect the big rentals.
Well, the people that are using the water are the ones paying.
Yeah, but you're right.
You're right. It's a use thing, which makes sense.
Well, yeah, but those owners will pay.
Yeah, the owners will pay.
Yeah.
But they're
right.
The ones that are going to make savings.
Well, so I think that's the other thing is I think I would advocate that we need to send information to the rental market when we get that list about you guys should have outside showers and encourage your users to do it, or you're going to pay more for sewer in the long term. So help yourself out and help the town out. Because I think as we get that list, we should communicate to them, look,
mm-hmm.
in the future, not this year, but in the future, if you don't help us, and one of the ways you can help us is install an outside shower and encourage your citizens to use it. Plus, it helps your facilities because you're not getting sand and all your plumbing. So it doesn't. It's something good for you, something good for the town, and long term, it's something good for all of us. I think, you know, as we get them, there's lots of messages I think we can communicate to them, and that's one of them. Because if they would use outside showers, they'll still get billed for it, which Sunny likes because we make on the sewer, they'll pay here on the beach, but they would help us on the peaking issue. Just like to our citizens, I think we should tell them, look, in holiday weekends, you should do your laundry in the middle of the week, not on Saturday, Sunday, if you can help, because you'd help us all out.
I mean, there's a lot of great reasons, right, to conserve fresh water.
Right, exactly right.
Conserve fresh water environmentally as well as the costs it reduces on the other end if people are intelligent about how they use their water.
Well, Emily was talking about when they talked about the salination and the aquifer. The more you use it, the more that happens, right?
Right.
So reducing the usage. Mm-hmm. And I think the peak users are the ones that should be paying more for it, because it should cost more for more. That helps our senior citizens and our retirees, so I like Arlen's recommendation about the middle, personally.
And that's what this shows, and I put this back up here, because you see, you know, it's like January, February, March, you know, it will impact only 5% of the accounts.
Right.
You know, then even the peak goes up to about 35% of the accounts. But even in those low months, I mean, you're still covering, you know, 30% of the usage, let's start the gallons used in January, you know. So it's, I think it's a, again, middle of the road. It's kind of a, to me, it's a good starting point.
Yeah. And I think this one's one we need to, I don't think we try to rush a message out to get it in next week, but I think we do need a communication plan for this in the May time frame, you know, with our water bills. Here's what the council's considering. Here's why we picked the solution we picked. And I'll be glad to work with Arlen and Sonny on that for council to look at, because this was a little more complicated, but I think we're doing the right thing and we should tell the citizens that. Just, you know, the ones that, when they look at their bills, the ones that don't like it will know, because they can do the math, right? When we send out the matrix, you can see if you're over 7,000 or not, so if you're impacted or not, right? And if they're like me, they keep their bills. You can look, I think you can look back online and look at your old bills too, right?
Not online, but we can easily, if anybody asks, we can easily.
Right, so people can look and see how they're impacted in July or August. But, you know, tell 30% of people, you know, if you don't control your usage, you're going to pay a little more in the summertime. And 5% of people in the wintertime are going to pay more if they don't control their usage. Right. You can take some action.
Yeah.
Between now and July, when we make it effective.
You have every ability to control this.
Right, exactly.
And we're not hurting the people who aren't using the water, so.
That's right. Yeah.
Look, I'm in at number two.
I'm okay with that. I just think that human beings, being the way they are, we're going to have minimal impact on the rentals. Because I can be an owner and I can scream all I want, and unless I've got a physical appliance there that they can't mess with, they're going to take showers whenever they want, they're going to be closed.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to leave water running.
Sure. Yeah. Well, if they put it outside
the
shower,
they're going to have to. If they use the outside shower.
Yeah.
If I'm the owner and I tell them, use the outside shower, the minute I walk away, I have no idea whether they're using the outside shower.
If the average cost is $2,000 a week,
oh, it's
for banks, I'm just, and this is $36 a month.
That's right, yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
I'd be shocked if I heard all this from them.
Right. Well, and I think the issue is
with,
with what Nancy said, I don't know that we can do anything. If we can charge, I'm not going to be all for it. But
I don't see an answer to it.
Right.
So, I mean, they're going to pay, and when they start paying, they're going to pass it out to the people that rent.
Well,
that's true. Plus, if we don't do this, then everybody else is going to pay for it.
That's right. Exactly right.
Yeah.
And that isn't right either.
I'm fine with the program, because the people that are affected are a small amount of our overall.
Yeah. I don't take it lightly, but I can control this.
Right.
Myself.
Yeah.
Saving myself.
Turn the water on. Do you have a shower in the gym?
Yeah, we're all going to gyms.
He has an outdoor shower.
I'm perfect. So something like that, then you might be apparently a consumer who's charging.
You don't worry about it. You don't have to pay for it.
Yeah. You have to
say it. So what is with an outdoor shower?
It's a shower that's outdoors.
There's no meter?
No, you still can't hear
it. Just help someone service.
Somebody places will have to have a meter installed, so that's going to be 2,500.
No. They're going to use it on their regular.
That's what I'm saying.
The outdoor shower doesn't help on water or sewer billing. It helps us with sewer to Carolina Beach,
capacity, which
long term would be capacity. So what I'm saying is controlling the peaks in the summertime to the sewer plant is beneficial to all of us. That's what I'm saying about an outdoor shower, right? Yeah. That's a separate issue for communication. It won't help them on their billing. Actually, it helps us because we get more money than we spend, so it's actually good for the town. Mm-hmm. And it's good for us long term because we don't eat up capacity at the plant on the peak months. It doesn't help them on the bill at all.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying that.
I mean, it helps us build the reserve for the next capital project.
Exactly right.
Which is the way this whole thing is supposed to work.
That's right, exactly. So it doesn't help them on their bill, Nancy. If I said that, I didn't mean to say.
No, I find them now.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we have consensus for number two.
I think so too. Cool.
Okay. So that's what I'm doing. And that'll change the budget, but not, it's just like I said.
Does it on both sides?
Should the total budget will still be the same, it's just the revenue source.
Does that cover Sunny's raise?
This is just good financial management.
That's right.
Thank you, Arlen.
Well, and it's also something that is encouraging, you know, encourage conservation.
What did you say? So I heard you say my name. What did you say?
This is why you covered your raise.
Oh, well, if that's the case, we need to raise it a little bit.
That's right, there you go.
Might get some administrative.
There you go.
The only other thing that I remember that I had as a something that was requested, I guess, there was a request about how much was spent on appliances and furniture, I guess. But I just thought I'd summarize that very quickly. It was around $11,800, and that was broken down. Appliances was about $250. Council room chairs and table was a little over $4,300. And I didn't hand that out, so.
Yeah.
Office chairs, desk chairs, guest chairs was about $2,600. And office cabinets, tables were about $4,700. And those things are projected to last. So I think the ones that were in there lasted for about 20 years.
Yeah.
So we would think that, you know, this investment should hopefully carry us through, you know, somewhere around that number.
All of our careers.
Could you
Make
sure they stick your
skin? Sure. Yeah. Second amount, in total, it was about $11,800. But it was $250 for appliances. $4,300 for council room chairs and table. $2,600 for office desk chairs and guest chairs. And $4,700 for office cabinets and tables.
So was that was on your budget, Nancy?
That was only in the administration.
So that 11, that's not in your baseline for this year, is it? Since we're not be spending.
No, I gave it back to you.
Okay, thank you.
I just won't replace the windows. My game plan was to bring town hall up to date so that when I leave, you're in good shape for.
Well, maybe we can look at the windows when we redo town hall. Or maybe we should have done the windows.
Or it could be the contingency. As part of the money we may end up spending for something else. If they leak at the end of the year, we're going to fix them. So.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you, Nancy. You did a great job, and I heard that within the budget, it was placed pretty swiftly. So
you don't have to move any line items around at all. We already budgeted $12,000 last year for all of this.
No, she found that money within the budget.
No, I found one in this building. That's been budgeted in the main.
And we also, some of these, because they affect both funds, some is in the general fund, some is in the water and sewer fund, so.
Yep. Okay.
So that's all I have, unless somebody else remembers something else in regard to, you know, what came out of the last meeting, at least in regard to the budget. So I think I'm set with, you know, what I need with the next part of the budget process to put together the proposal.
So the action item for this afternoon, right, is to write up, you know, the finance officers, I guess, here's how we're going to do the budget to the paper, right? And then it'll be on our May agenda, right?
Yeah, that's the budget message and everything gets presented officially at the May meeting. Then we have a public hearing in 2 weeks or so.